over the weekend. We had a discussion and had a chat. I drove up and had a chat, and we sorted it all out last night.
Well, you've been away from being, you know, the head coach for a little while. How excited are you to be back involved?
Well, it's 12 months, and 12 months is a long time in the league to be out of the game. But it's something I really enjoy, being with the boys out in the field and coaching. And I was doing a pretty good job, in my opinion, at Salford. So I thought I got a raw end of the stick. But nice to be back at Workington, and hopefully onwards and upwards. You know, the open book's there for us to move forward.
How much do you know about the squad you've inherited then, Phil?
Not a lot, really. So that makes it even more intriguing for me. There's a number of players there that I do know. You know, the likes of the three kids from Wigan and Carl Ahlstrom. He was trialling down at Wigan when I was coaching at Wigan. So, there's a few boys there. Andy Morris, he's an ex-Salford boy. So, but like I said, mate, it's an open book. You know, everyone's there to show me what they can do.
And there's that opportunity. I mean, if it was somebody coming in who knew everything about them, I suppose I'd ask you the question, you know, do you think there's enough in there? Do you need to make changes? But I guess you've got to now, you know, figure out the strengths and weaknesses within that squad.
Yeah, well, you know, I listen to some people that that have an opinion of the game and a high opinion of the game, so I respect their opinion. So I ask a few questions there about what the squad's like, and they'd give a pretty good rap with the boys that are in there. You know, there's some really good boys there, and there's some good young kids that are coming through. And but you know, there's always room for improvement, isn't there?
What about on the backroom side of things? I mean, I know it's of course part-time rugby league with a club like Workington, so there isn't necessarily the full turnover of backroom staff. But do you have an intention to bring in some of your own people, or are you happy to work with what's there?
No, I'm happy with what's there at the moment, mate. So you know, I'll have a chat with them and sit down, and we'll discuss where we want to go and how we want to move this forward, and then we'll go from there.
Have you got much of a target for the season, or is it just, you know, with the way things are being rejigged at the end of the season, is it just about staying in that division?
Well, at the end of the day, mate, I'd like to stay in the division. So that's my target for the boys this year, is that, you know, we want to stay in the top nine.
Before all of that, really, you've got to figure out all the players at Barrow, because it's a cracking start for you with the Cumbrian Derby.
I'm led to believe. I've seen a few of them derbies myself as a player with Saints and Wigan, so the Cumbrian derbies, I'm sure, are still going to be as fierce as what they will be, so I'm really looking forward to it. You know, tomorrow's going to be a pretty busy... tomorrow and Thursday's going to be a pretty busy day when I pick up some footage of Workington and of Barrow, and to sit down and sift through that and see how we go from there.